this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
They're playing basketball
All around the
we
world.
We love that basketball
to the beach.
They're
y'all.
They're playing basketball.
Let's go. All around the
we
world.
We love that basketball.
Y'all know this is so
bad.
We are ready, man. I want to get these two games over with. I'm ready for the playoffs. I'm ready to be stressed out of my mind listening to the voice of the Denver Nuggets, Jason Kosmitsky. Kaz joining us now. I'm ready for whatever comes here, Kaz. I can't wait to see this team in action once we get in the playoffs, my friend. I know you're rocking.
It's good to finally hear a radio host pronounce my name the right way. I know it looks like Kosmicky, but it's not pronounced that way.
Hey, I listened to you enough to be able to get that one right, okay? Give me that at least. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, brother, man. I'm just excited. I mean, you know, we start this stuff in the preseason, and this is the end goal, right? You know what I mean? So we're finally here. And let's see what happens. It's going to be a fun ride.
Can you believe? I mean, you've covered Joker his entire career. Can you believe that the Nuggets hadn't won 10 games in a row before? Like, they just did that with Joe in the Joker era?
Yeah, so Bert Nolli told me that last night. And I'm like, are you serious? How's that never not happened? You know what I mean?
Right.
So I was kind of shocked. Yeah, it's the longest win streak of the Jokic-Murray era. And the first time that they've done that, like in 13 years. And I guess when you kind of contemplate on it a little bit, I mean, they're always in games, but they don't always win them all. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's awesome. I mean, talk about peaking at the right time. They somehow every year, these guys find a way to do that.
Yeah, they do. And even in weird games like last night, I mean, I didn't know half the dudes on the Grizzlies roster. They're just throwing it up. Would they shoot 567 three-pointers last night? But the Nuggets still win. They find a way.
Yeah, and that's kind of way their pattern's been. Now, this year, like, if you're a I'm not a big stats guy, but there is some truth to them. They haven't been a very good clutch team this year, and I don't know why. I mean, it's the same team. You know, last year they were unbelievable. So for the people that don't know, clutch time is a game that's within 5 points with 5 minutes or less to go. And this year they haven't had a very good record in that, and I don't know why. But last year they crushed it, so, you know. We're still figuring stuff out, but we got a couple more games to go, so we'll see what happens.
Kaz, does that stat concern you when we're talking playoffs? Because we know so many of those games, whether it's first round or Western Conference Finals or whatever, we know so many games are going to come down to those clutch moments. Is that a concern at this point, or do you look at it like this team has been to the playoffs for so many years in a row now that the regular season, it kind of is what it is. They'll win what they need to win, but we'll sort out the clutch stuff once we get to the postseason.
Well, I mean, look at it this way. Is like 6 weeks ago, what we were talking about with all these injuries were, hey, man, let's just make the playoffs. Let's try and do the best we can and try and not be in the playoff tournament. Right. And now you fast forward, everybody gets healthy, and now you're fighting for the number one or number three seed, you know? So, I mean, to me, that's a gift. And here's what makes the Nuggets different. I mean, other than probably the Miami Heat, the Nuggets have a different formula, is that they just stick with dudes. Like, when every other team is getting James Harden and Kevin Durant, and, you know, you can go right down the list every other offseason, the Nuggets are just kind of stuck with what they have. And obviously this built into a championship team in 23, but they stuck with the same formula. I mean, yeah, they bring in new guys, and they bring in two-way players, and, that, you know, every once in a while you'll find a gem. But for the most part, it's been these same guys, you know, and so it's kind of a different formula. So I'm not so much worried about that. I just think the Nuggets have so much experience and they know each other so well that they have as good a shot as anybody now, really, to be honest with you, Brady.
It kind of feels like that, doesn't it? I mean, especially, it's amazing how one game can kind of change the conversation nationally, but that Spurs win certainly, yeah. I think opened people's eyes. It's crazy to me that, you know, Joker's name really being talked about with MVP nationally just because of that one game, but it is what it is. That win, I think, showed a lot of people, okay, there's three teams perhaps in the West that could be realistic contenders here.
Well, I mean, like, if you're another team in the Western Conference, do you want the Nuggets in the first round? You know what I mean? It's like, you know, and I know I'm a homer. I get that. I have my hand raised and all that stuff. But, like, they're a tough out, you know? I mean, the Nuggets, we got to remember, they didn't hire Adelman until three games left in the regular season last year. And they took Oklahoma City to game seven. Okay, now you have a 10-game winning streak, so we got a little bit more momentum going here. And I'm not saying the Nuggets are going to win it all, but what I am saying is that they have as good a chance as anybody, really, to win it all, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And it is a different feel. Like, this time last year, I mean, we're doing shows this time last year, and it's like, they just fired their head coach. They fired their GM. David Adelman's taking over. I don't know what to expect. We'll see. And now you got a 10-game win streak. Guys are getting healthier. It has a way different feel. So that's got to be the positive, because last year I was like, I'm going to be shocked if they get past the first round, which they did. But that's kind of where our thinking was.
Yeah, I know. No, it's 100% true. And so now you have a little bit more momentum. Everybody has a voice in the locker room, which is huge. And that's the biggest change that David Adelman made, is that, you know, Malone was awesome. Like, his first 3 years, he came in and he changed the culture. And then after that, it kind of slowly started trending in the wrong direction. And, you know, so Josh and Stan made a decision to kind of switch things around, although it came, you know, a little bit late. I mean, that's their whatever they want to do, they can do. I mean, obviously, but Denver still caught some sort of momentum towards the end of the season, and now this year you have a bigger momentum going in. So, I'm super positive. You know, I mean, if I don't believe we can't win, you know, I'm the guy that's leading this charge, Brady. Like, if I don't believe it, nobody else is going to, right? So. We gotta go into this thing pretty damn positive, to be honest with you.
As far as, you know, feeling as positive as we possibly can, what do you know about, you know, just the health situation with some of these guys? Every night I watch Aaron Gordon, I'm on the edge of my seat. I love watching this guy play basketball, but I gotta tell you, I'm terrified watching this guy play basketball.
Yeah, but the one thing with him is he's a gamer. I mean, he played on one leg last year. Like, he shouldn't have been playing in the playoffs. And, you know, to be honest, Michael Porter Jr., I watched with my own two eyes two equipment managers helping him take off his jersey. So we got one guy on one leg, we have one guy with one arm, and we have no bench. Yet you still took Oklahoma City to game number seven, you know? So these are the things that I lean on. So it should be fun, man. This is why we do this. We don't play 82 games, or, you know, and it should be only 65 in my opinion, but that'll never happen, you know, to get to this point, not to do things. So let's go do some things.
How about Peyton Watson, Kaz? What are you hearing on that side, like, as far as his availability for the first round?
So he has a hamstring problem, but the thing is that, you know, he's 20 or 22 or whatever his age is. So, I mean, come on. When you were 22, didn't you bounce back pretty quick? He's not going to miss the playoffs. They're all, you know, every team is going to be healthy once the postseason starts. And let's not forget that because of the play-in tournament, you get, like, basically another week off. So by then, I think I fully expect us, and, you know, Spencer Jones will be back too. So
yeah.
I fully expect us to be healthy once the postseason begins.
This has got to be like the most, I mean, the injuries when they were happening obviously, it sucked. David Adelman did a beautiful job of keeping this team above water. But now you look at it, and you can, now that we can kind of look back and see that they're probably going to be the third seed and the record was pretty good, it's almost one of those things where it's like a blessing in disguise, because those guys getting that time off, Joker getting almost a month off, that might actually pay off in the end here, as this feels like this is going to be the most fresh they've ever been going into the playoffs.
Yeah, it's exactly opposite of what the Lakers have done.
Now, right.
They're missing their, you know, they're missing their two best players in Luka and Austin Reeves. And, you know, they're limping into the playoffs. And what I always said, Brady, was that, like, it was kind of money in the bank, right? You're playing all these dudes, like Spencer Jones. No one's ever heard of him. Peyton Watson starts half the season, right? I mean, and he's supposed to be like maybe a bench guy. And so, like, what you're doing is you're depositing all this money into a bank, and now I know the rotations get tighter once we get to the playoffs. We all know that. But now David Adelman is not scared to call on those guys because they've been through it. So it kind of, in a weird way, being hurt helped you a lot. But now it's go time. So it's going to be a whole different animal. But my point is that if you need to call on a Jalen Pickett, if you need to call on a Peyton Watson or a Spencer Jones, they will be there. They've gone through it. They're not going to be afraid. So it's, in a reverse way, it's kind of a somewhat beautiful thing, to be honest with you.
Kaz, I got to ask you, man, you know, following this team as closely as you do, are you ever numb to what you're seeing with Nikola Jokic? Because it's every night something unique happens, and it's I have to try to check myself, because sometimes I'm like, oh, another triple double, but no, stop. It's phenomenal every single night that he's doing these things.
Nah, he's the best player I've ever seen with my own basketball eyes in my life. And the only thing I get numb on is trying to explain to people how good he is. You know.
Yeah.
I don't have any more words. I don't have any more phrases. The guy, you know, and the thing with him is, you know, people talk about his, you know, his elegant touch around the basket, which is true for a 7-footer. His passing ability always finds the open man, which is true. But the thing with him is like if you watch that Portland game, he turns into Coach Jokic. You know, he's not even on the floor, and he's yelling at his teammates, like, we got to get this going. You know, they're down by 15 points with 6 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. And he, you know, I mean, I'm not giving him all the credit, but I mean, there's a lot of it. Like, he rallies his team to find a way to come back and win that thing in overtime. But the thing with him is his IQ is just out the roof. And something that I haven't seen since probably when I was a young buck watching Larry Bird. Like, they just understand it. They see what's happening before it's going to happen. So, I mean, again, I'm trying to use words to describe Nikola Jokic. Here I am again. But his IQ is what makes him, in my opinion, and if the Nuggets win two more championships, he's probably never going to get the fourth MVP, because that puts you in elite status, and I don't think NBA guys want to put him there. You know what I mean? Now you're in with, like, you know, Jordan and LeBron and all these legends. So that's why I don't think he's ever going to win. He might, but, I mean, there's no reason why he shouldn't this year, but that's just my opinion. But yeah, that puts him in one of those categories to where you're like one of the greatest ever. But to be honest with you, dude, I think he might be one of the best basketball players in NBA history. I don't know how you can argue that.
I'm with you. I think NBA for some reason is really that one. We always have to tag the championships to the player. And I just feel like that rule needs to be shattered, because what we're seeing every night with this guy is unlike we've seen with all these greats that we're talking. I mean, guys like Michael Jordan, guys like Kobe Bryant, he's doing incredible things in different ways. And I just think it's unfair to really, and who knows how many titles he's going to have when it's all said and done, hopefully a few more. But right. I think he's almost broken through that conversation of, well, how many titles does he have?
Yeah, I know, but the problem is that me and you don't get a vote on this.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, so, I mean, it's national media, and, you know, they're going to find any reason they can not to give it to him. But I just don't know how you argue against it, you know? Like, the true basketball people, and I'm not talking about, I mean, like Brian Windhorst and Lowe, Steve Lowe, is that his name?
Zach Lowe? Is it Zach Lowe?
Zach Lowe, yeah. Like, actual basketball people understand it. But, you know, then you start getting into commercial TV, and that's a path I don't want to go down, you know. So I don't know if he'll ever quote-unquote break through, but, you know, a couple more championships would put you in the right direction.
Cause I try not to, you know, let the national media bother, because it used to. But I got to tell you, man, 2 weeks ago, it just pissed me off. On the four-letter network, they're doing their MVP watch. And I get it. I get it. Joker's probably not going to win it. But they went through their top. They went through three candidates. They went through Shea, they went through Wimby, and they went through Luka. Joker's name wasn't mentioned in this 15-minute segment. That was like 2 weeks ago. That just, I'm telling you, I don't know what it is, but a lot of national media people just really have a very difficult time trying to give this dude his flowers.
Yeah, and I don't know why that is either, man. And, you know, I quit watching that four-letter network and the NBA today, to be honest with you. It's like, just because it's like, hey, here's what LeBron did on his day off.
Yeah,
hey,
right.
You know, Steph Curry still has an ankle injury. And then at the end of the thing, you get, oh, by the way, the Nuggets had a huge win last night and Joker had a triple-double. So, I mean, you just can't, I mean, you can't let that stuff ruin your life, you know? I mean, we know what we know, right? That's what we know. And I mean, I'd love for him to get accolades, but for whatever reason, man, maybe he's not athletic enough. I don't get it. But for whatever the reason, it is what it is. So now we just move on.
Cause I can't wait. I can't wait to get to these playoffs, man. I'm ready to go. How do you think the Spurs and the Thunder are going to play these? Because those are the final games remaining for the Nuggets. And obviously, we've got, you know, the Thunder locked up the one seed. The Spurs are at two. We're not going to see full boat, are we, with these teams coming up?
No. As a matter of fact, the Thunder game was a national TV game, and they took that off, and they moved the start time from – I should probably tell you this. They moved the start time from 8 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
So that suggests to me that they're not playing anybody. I mean, there's no reason to, right? I mean, just play your backups. I mean, you're not going to – you're not going to be in anything better than first, and San Antonio can't move up or down, so they're not going to do anything. And remember, we haven't locked up this three seed yet, although the Lakers play the Golden State Warriors tonight, and if Golden State wins, that would be a huge help, a huge step in the right direction, excuse me. So I don't think we're going to see any of the major dudes in the final two games or three games, whatever we have left.
Well, let's lock up that three seed and let's go. Let's see him take on Minnesota in that first round. I'm ready for it.
And by the way, on a side note, and I keep asking this, but nobody ever listens to me. Why doesn't the NBA reseed?
I've wondered that too. I don't know. I think they should. I think that's, instead of worrying about tanking so much, that might be another thing we should be focusing on.
Well, I mean, the thing is like, if you're the number one seed, like the Oklahoma City Thunder, you should have the easiest path to the NBA Finals. You earn that.
Yeah. No, I think you should reseed after every round.
I totally agree. That's what the NHL does. But, yeah. You know, That's just my opinion.
Well, cause, you know, we can't fix all the problems, but we can talk about them. And I'm happy to do it with you, my friend. Hey, love hearing you. Love having Nuggets games, of course, here on KFKA for our Northern Colorado area. And you're killing it, as always. And I look forward to a very stressful but exciting postseason.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. Brady, you call me anytime. You guys are one of my favorite affiliates. So
all right, my friend.
Anytime.
All right, dude. We appreciate you, bro. We'll talk to you soon. All right, there's Jason Kosmitsky, Kaz, the voice of the Denver Nuggets. Yeah, they should reseed. The NBA should reseed after every round. So I do think that that's how they should do it. Top seed, and then you get the lesser seed every round. I think that's how they should do it. That's what
I have
the
no
NHL
problem
does.
With that.
Yeah. All right, 39 minutes after the hour, Mike. Let's take a quick break here. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.